their bicycles were sprawled by the path. Across the field stood a small green tin pavilion, like a bus shelter. There Smiley had found, at head height, the shiny MI6 drawing pin, whose message was, "Proceed to the rendezvous, no danger sighted," together with Vladimir's chalked reply. Here, too, Smiley's shadow walked, a plump figure, balding, bespectacled and breathtakingly ordinary, keenly observant, wise, cunning, yet also shy, embarrassed by life, convinced that his clothes were wrong. He had emerged in 1961 in Call for the Dead, a fully-fledged combination of several people from the Le Carré past. He took his bow in 2017, giving lectures in A Legacy of Spies, and he had exposed his creator through the books and films, and especially the TV series of Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, to the blaze of literary fame. It was not wanted. John le Carré was a mask for a man as much as a necessity for an author in the intelligence service. As a writer, like a spy, he needed to go incognito, sit at a back table, slip through doors, avoid the crowd. If he wanted, he could unleash in a warm, military tone a fund of good stories, such as his near seduction at 16 in front of her husband by a countess at dinner in Panama, which drew him to the country later to set a novel of a crooked tailor. Storytelling was what he did.